to Babes in Voiceland. We've got a great show tonight, so grab a glass of wine and join the babes around the dining room table.
Good evening, my lovelies. This is Witch Esmeralda, head of the Witches Council, here to give you tonight's Witches Report. Last night, all of the witches had a lovely midnight snack in the graveyard with the Ghost and Goblins Council. We have some very, very scary plans for Halloween night. I would love to tell you about all of it, but of course I can't let the black cat out of the bag. Just be ready and beware. Are you sending your children out alone on Halloween night? I wouldn't, and that's all I can say. Well, I can say if you dress them as witches and ghosts, we will be very pleased. It might make them extra safe. Tune in every October to the podcast of Babes in Voiceland for updates on what's to come on Halloween.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Here we are together once again, Babes in Voiceland.
Woo-hoo.
Yes. That's right. What is our surprise, Erica?
Well, wait a second. I just wanted to say Terry, Diana, Beth, and me, Erica, are all here tonight.
We are.
And guess what? Yes. We've let a rooster into the hen house tonight. For the very first time. Maybe the last, maybe not. We don't know yet. But as you know, it's going to be fun. Actually, we have a really good friend of ours with us tonight. His name is John Duck.
Yay! Four chicks and a duck.
Woohoo! You can look at it that way, too. It sounds good to me.
So far, I haven't knocked anything over, so that's good.
That's true. That's right. And he hasn't fallen off his stool either, so that's another good thing.
Although he did serenade us with some nice guitar licks and a little bit of singing while we were having a bite to eat before recording, so
yes,
that was
nice.
He sang for his supper.
And they didn't throw anything at me. There were no booze.
No.
And
we were out of tomatoes, but that's okay.
Some harmonies. We threw some harmonies at you.
Oh, yeah, we had
we did. A couple of harmonies.
Yeah, the... Margaritaville.
Yeah.
We had like four-part and five-part vocals on
that.
Yeah,
that was fun. That was fun.
We should have had the recorder going then.
We should have.
We've just been having a blast. Unfortunately, none of it has been recorded, but we're here now.
We're here to record. Because that happened in the kitchen, and now we're in the dining room, and this is where the
magic happens.
Well,
the kitchen.
You know what they say, a woman's place is in the kitchen.
Oh!
So's the man's, so's the dog's. That's where the food is. Everybody's place is in the kitchen.
Yes. Oh,
that's everybody.
Right. Well,
it's safe. The women don't have the...
Very quick, quick
the corner
with the
on
John.
That one.
Ducky,
yes.
tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your wonderful show. Let's hear
the
it.
The show. Oh, yeah, I got canceled about 6 weeks ago.
But you got picked up.
Well, the thing is I'm quite sure that there's some rumbling going on down there. Hey, man, how come Duck's still on the air, man? They canceled my show, dude.
Yeah.
No, they flipped format is what happened. They're
tell
doing,
them the name of it. They don't know.
Oh, my show?
Your show.
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription Radio Show.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
You can find all the information on Facebook under Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription Radio Show.
Imagine that.
You go.
And it has where it's, you can hear it. We got a couple of stations that have been syndicated with me for a while. And the thing is, when I first signed on down there, I told the general manager, Dave Reese, that I had an idea for a show in my back pocket that I've been carrying around for about 20, 30 years. He said, well, what is it? I said, it's all about guitar, you know.
Oh,
and the whole idea would be the greatest guitarist that ever walked the face of the earth. None of them died as long as the show was still running, you know.
You know what? You were
good.
I have listened to this show many times, and seriously, it's a flippin' awesome show.
Although it's centered around classic rock, starting, say, 1954 through probably 73, 74, it's a decade generational genre non-specific celebration. Well, together with trivia, commentary... historical perspective, shtick, schmaltz.
It's a celebration of good music.
Guitar.
Yeah.
Guitar.
Good guitar music.
And, we have the Ducky Girls, by the way.
Who was one of your original Ducky Girls?
The best combination of Ducky Girls that is played constantly, this is global now, we'll get to that in a minute, is Beth Toy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. You were one of the
Original Ducky Girls.
I wasn't.
There was also
Ducky
Michelle
Girl.
Whitaker and Julie Prain were the other two.
Oh, that's right.
And they've got incredible lines in Go Ducky Go. I mean,
Go Ducky Go.
What's up next, Dr. Duck? I mean, and it's very, and plus, you know, when the music isn't playing, there's a party going on in the background. You can hear people laughing and, you know, champagne
pouring
glasses.
So how can people find you, Ducky? How can they listen to your show?
All you need to do is go to Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription Radio Show on Facebook, and it will tell you where you can tune in. Right now, we're blasting out of Riverton, Wyoming on Saturday night, 8 o'clock their time. 7
cool.
o'clock our time,
uh-huh.
and I believe it's 93.5, and then we picked up Houston, debuted last Sunday.
Awesome.
Yeah, 8 o'clock their time, 6 o'clock our time.
Sweet. And our time is Vegas time for any of our worldwide listeners.
Which is the same as California, Washington, Oregon.
Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, Pacific time. And, man, the promo they put behind that down Houston way, they were ready for it.
Really?
I couldn't believe it. It almost knocked me out of the chair.
It's an awesome show. It's an awesome
show. Thank you for saying that.
Okay, you guys got to find him on Facebook and listen.
And you do. But wait. John's a man of many talents.
Yes,
that's
right.
Besides being able to play guitar and have a show, he also has a product that he sells. Well, several products,
don't you? Let me tell you something. Erica and I were at Guitar Center a few weeks ago because Erica was buying a new guitar. Do you recall, Erica?
Yes, I do.
And they were talking about guitar polish, and I said, wait, don't you carry Dr. Duck's guitar polish? And the guy behind the counter said, I don't think so. And a customer overheard me and went and found it on the shelf and goes, I found it. I'm going to buy it.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Oh, that's the guy that's buying all the polish.
There you go.
Thank you.
The
I was wondering who wound up with it.
So
fantastic.
Tell them about your polish.
Did you thank him for me next time you see him? Yeah.
We told them to buy two.
Yeah. Tell them about your polish because it's awesome.
Oh, shucks. We've been very fortunate. How far back you want me to go? To the beginning. Okay, 1992.
How did it start?
I've been playing a bunch of tonks starting like in the 80s. You remember the Urban Cowboy movie when it came out?
Yes.
Oh, John Travolta.
John Travolta and what's her name?
I was in a band with my partner. I was in a band with Lynn Wozinski. We had a band called Charisma. And when that movie came out is what made us switch to country. And I was kicking and screaming all the way. I don't want to do country.
Everybody
went country and we had to do. We had to switch.
In L.A., there was a whole lot of blues players that were phenomenal and rock and roll players.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But if you could riff country music, which my style on that, it's going to be probably a good percentage rockabilly and the rest outlaw country, aka Waylon.
So you just got to get your twang on.
You got to have the twang.
Okay,
you got to have
twang
some
on. Baby.
Twang is critical.
So you
can work 3 gigs a day, 7 days a week, and I heard that there was this Gretsch for sale, but this guy didn't know what the name of it was. Word came back that there's this green guitar, nobody can pronounce what it is, and he wants to get a gut string so he sounds more like Willie Nelson. Now, I've been working on this formula anyway, because I was in the chemical business at the time.
Really?
Yeah, brokering.
I'm not even going to ask you what kind of job
that will be.
Diana.
That will be for another conversation.
I know. I brought that on myself. No, we were doing wedding agents, nitrogen fertilizers, farm chemicals for the San Joaquin, and petrochemicals.
It's going to go great with the banter. When
we were doing a lot of antifreeze at the time. They had a big shortage in the late 80s.
Oh, I love antifreeze.
And we had a deal going with a few other corporations, bringing it across the border from Mexico, train carload at a time. Anyway, that's a whole other thing.
Okay.
One thing led to another. It turns out I'm saying, can this possibly be what I'm envisioning? A green on green Gretsch vintage, you know? Is it? No. I like to see the guitar. Well, how much you want for it? Oh, a couple hundred. Well, let's go see it. I go down there, open this thing. It's a 1960 Gretsch, green on green. I'm starting to drool. I'm trying to hide my emotions here. You know, I'm breaking out in goosebumps. I'm having fits. Anyway, I gave him $165 for it. And
oh, my goodness.
He threw in the case, and I added one thing to the formula I've been working on, and that that was what made Dr. Duck's Axe Wax and
String Loop. Secret
so I cooked up a bunch of it in the kitchen and handed out a bunch of samples down on Guitar Row and some guitarists that I knew. Started getting calls back, you know, within a couple of weeks. You got to put this stuff on the market, man.
Wow.
There's nobody had anything. You had Martin, which had a 85% distilled water with a water-soluble wax, which is not bad for a pump spray and a nice finish on a on a dreadnought every now and then. You had something out by Gibson, everybody hated, came in a can. And the only one that was really good was GHS Guitar Gloss at the time, which is still a killer polish, but you can't use it on the fretboards and bridges. Mine you can use on the whole instrument.
Exactly. Wow.
Anyway, so I didn't know what to call it. Okay, I had no idea, you know. And I get a call from a friend of mine named Keith. Keith says, I know what you need to call that stuff you came up with. I said, what's that? He says, you need to call it Dr. Duck's Axe Wax. And I said, wow, that sounds an awful lot like the surfboard wax.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Mr. Zog's Axe Wax is a well-known surfboard wax, you know.
Yeah.
He says, well, yeah, you got the your name in it that way, and plus you
and
got some...
people going to remember
awesome axe.
Yeah. It sounds familiar, so you're going to get... That's going to work. Right. And I said, well, you know, let me give that some... Not bad. Thanks, man. I'll catch your act later. And he hangs up. 15 minutes later, Chris calls. Now, Chris is in a different circle. He doesn't know Keith. They're traveling in different circles.
6 degrees of separation.
There's
no way. I know what you're going to say.
The call comes in.
Hold on.
You're careful, Erica. Careful now. Here comes the sweet part. Chris calls up and says, Ducky, I know what you need to call that stuff. I says, pray tell. Please let me in on it. He says, you need to call it Dr. Duck's Axe Wax.
Unbelievable.
I said, you're right.
That was it.
It was meant to be.
So does this mean that Erica gets some Axe Wax for her new guitar and I get some for my old ones?
Both of you guys are on the comp list.
Okay, we're on the comp list.
Had I known, I would have brought
some.
A bunch of it at the house. Right.
Well, when you come back next time to visit... Or to do some scripts with us, and I think we need to do some
right now. We're going to take a short break and maybe have another glass of wine or whatever.
Wax our axe.
We shall be back in just a few. Hang tight. It's a beautiful day in Brooklyn. Our favorite sisters, Sadie and Sophie, along with Sophie's daughter, Sharon, seem to be getting ready for a trip. I wonder where they are going. Oh, this should be good. Sophie does not like to travel. And what's Morty doing double parked outside their building? Let's listen in and find out.
Sophie, are you almost ready? My Morty is double parked downstairs and waiting for us.
Well, I'm standing outside your door with my suitcase. What do you think that means?
What are you doing standing outside my door?
What am I doing? I'm talking to you on the phone.
Oy vey, Sophie. Stop being such a kibitzer. Stop teasing. Hang up and come in.
Why should I come in if Morty is waiting?
I need help with the baked goods. I can't carry them all myself.
Sharon! Come over here. We need your help.
You don't have to yell at me, Ma. We only live next door. Besides, I'm ready and was coming out anyway. What do you need?
Sharon? Are you sure you've got everything?
Yeah, Ma. What do you need?
I need a little less attitude and a little more help. Your Uncle Morty is downstairs double parked, and I need you to carry the suitcases and put them in the car while I help your Aunt Sadie with the baked goods.
Oh, okay, Ma. I can do that.
Thank you, my Shana Madela. And tell Uncle Morty we'll be right down.
Okay, Aunt Sadie. Stacia's in the car.
Sadie and Sophie gather up the bags of baked goods and make their way downstairs. Ooh, it smells delicious. I can smell it from here. Then they exit the building.
Sharon, what are you doing in the driver's seat, and where's your Uncle Morty?
Ah, his friend Howie came by and invited him to go shoot some pool. He said to say goodbye and have a safe trip.
Pool? Have a safe trip? If I wasn't in such a hurry, I would give him a piece of my mind and put that cue stick where the sun don't shine.
Ooh, Sadie, what are you talking? Don't say things like that around my Sharon.
Sorry, Sharon, but Uncle Morty, since the menopause, has been driving me Michigan. I don't want to talk about it. Let's just get this show on the road.
Ooh, does that mean you want me to drive, Aunt Sadie?
As your mother, I can answer that question, and the answer is no. No, 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 no. 1,000 times, no. You will not be driving today, Sharon.
But, Ma!
But, Ma, nothing. Get in the back seat so Aunt Sadie can drive.
All right, Ma. Hey, there's hardly any room. The seat is covered with baked goods.
Sharon, you're svelte. You'll fit. Just don't squash the babka.
Is that it? You only made babkas?
Look into my eyes, Sophie. Do you think I would only make babkas?
No, that's why I'm so surprised.
Sophie, I made babka, strudel, and rugula for the trip.
Ooh, that's a nice selection for noshing in the car. Thank you, Shvesta, dear. Did you bring a thermos of coffee, maybe?
Oy vey, Sophie, this is not for noshing. This is for Cousin Frida's party, and if we don't leave soon, we'll never get there. It's a long drive, and Sharon, did you remember the ABC cookies?
Yeah, I brought a few with me, Aunt Sadie, but it's CBD, not ABC.
Just a few? Didn't you bring enough for us, too? I mean, need to eat one to fall asleep. We'll be sleeping in a strange bed, you know, and it's very hard for me to fall asleep in a strange bed.
And my arthritis might act up. We're going to a different climate, you know. I may need them, too. Plus, I promise Cousin Frida she could have some. Who knows, Sharon, you may get more business from this.
Okay. All right already. I'll have to go back upstairs and get some more. You both love these cookies too much. You're cutting into my profits.
Don't even go there, Sharon. You have been cutting into my profits for years.
What?
Never mind. Just go get the cookies. Mach schnell. We gotta get going.
Okay, Ma. Okay.
Finally, the ladies are on the road and going to see Cousin Frida.
It was so nice of your boyfriend, Arnie Rosenberg, to lend us his car, Sophie. It drives very nice.
Yeah, it was nice, but I don't want to talk about him right now.
Trouble in paradise, Ma?
No, Sharon, no trouble. I just want to know where we're going and why your Aunt Sadie baked so much, and I can't even have a little nosh.
Cousin Frida lives in Woodstock, and she invited us to her autumn equinox pumpkin carving party. We've been out of touch for too long, and she wants to see us, and she wants to show us where she lives, and as she put it, her new lifestyle.
Shvesta, Cousin Frida was always the wild one. Where are you taking us? Do you think they'll have drugs?
You're funny, Ma. We're bringing the drugs.
What?
We're bringing the CBD cookies.
Well, you know, maybe this isn't such a good idea. Maybe we should pull over and talk about this.
Sharon, please give your mother a cookie. This way I can focus on my driving and get us there.
Good idea, Aunt Sadie. Good idea. Hey, Ma, would you like a little nosh? How about a cookie?
Do you think Sophie will eat a cookie? Will they get to Cousin Frida in time for the festivities? Do you think they'll have fun? Tune into the next episode of Sadie and Sophie to find out. Okay, listeners, we actually have John Duck with us right now.
Guilty as charged.
That's right. And we're going to talk about chemicals, right, Erica?
Well, we're actually going to talk about replacing chemicals, and we're going to talk about carbon or carbon imprint. You know, and if there's too much carbon in the atmosphere, they say that's what causes global warming.
Or are you Al Gore? Is Al Gore here? I thought John Duck was
listen,
here.
I think this global warming is a bunch of hooey, but go ahead. All right. Well, this is it is important, though, to not have so much plastic floating around.
Plastic?
Plastic.
What do you mean plastic floating around?
Any plastic. Plastic is taking up space in the oceans.
Oh, yeah, they've got like
acres
of it.
Oh, you mean floating around
there.
Like in the ocean, not like it's going through the air, like,
no. No, but what it emits is too much carbon, and that's bad for the atmosphere. But there are these scientists that, they're Dutch, that have this great idea. They've taken algae, you know what algae is, right?
Yeah.
Right. It grows on the water, and they're using algae to replace plastics. And this is a really, really
cool
thing.
Completely biodegradable that way, isn't it?
Yep. It's a biopolymer.
Huh. What?
It's biopolymer. So
Go
what
on.
They're doing is they can take this algae, they transform it, you can put it in a 3D printer and make anything you want out of it.
Instead
what?
Of plastic.
Instead
Did you
of
read
plastic.
This on the internet?
Well, of course.
Well, it must be true then.
Well, yeah, but it is true, and I looked it up, and it's really cool. And so they grow this algae, they harvest it, they dry it, and they turn it into all kinds of items. They can make trash cans out of it, tableware. Although, how would you feel about using a plate or a fork that was made out of algae?
I'd feel better using a plate or a fork that was made out of hemp.
Because
I can catch a buzz.
Ducky,
what do you think of that? Ducky, tell us about hemp, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, they outlawed it. It was a combination of the tobacco industry, the rope industry. Hemp makes excellent rope, and the tobacco industry. Because people were starting to smoke this stuff way back when.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, that's funny because they said you could bake some replacement items with this algae stuff, too. So it's like baking and smoking and baking. You get baked from smoking. I think it's a good thing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get
right.
baked from smoking?
Yeah, get baked from smoking.
You get fried,
okay,
man.
You get some smoke and bake. I know that.
We used to call it getting fried.
This plastic thing you were talking about, I heard that they had this huge machine that was like compressing it into like building blocks, and then it went away. Nobody ever followed up on it.
I don't know. I really don't know. But these items are biodegradable. So in other words, they won't take up space in landfills.
Right.
You'll be able to remake them into other things, or unless they're biodegradable, they go back into the earth.
I'm so about a recycling. It has to be.
Recycling is important. It's important for what we have in our air.
Everybody knows if you're at my house, Grady is totally about recycling. You have to put the cans in a certain place. Do I not have labels?
Yes.
The paper has to go in a certain place. The
plastic bottles has to go in
a certain place.
Oh,
Grady is like the king recycler.
Yeah. That's fabulous.
Yeah, it's really good. And then, you know, there are people all over the world that are doing really cool things. Like there are these guys in Sweden, and they've created this special grain to feed cows. And when they feed it to the cows, guess what?
What?
They're not polluting the air as much because it controls the methane that they emit.
So it's like Beano. It's grain with built-in Beano. So they don't
Thanks, Duda. I'm sure glad you brought that up.
I
was waiting for that.
Right,
I didn't know how long it was going
to
take.
Right to the chase.
Oh, yeah.
Right to the chase.
Hey, the cows are cutting the cheese.
I want to know when there were millions of cows, actually millions of bison and buffalo roaming the ranges across our country, what kind of global warming we had then with all their
farts. Okay, but wait, listen. But they graze.
It's called weather.
I think grazing. But I think with grazing, they don't emit as much gas. They don't, you know, have that problem. But I think with the grain we feed them, that's what causes them to have gas.
Listen,
you know, and I think that's the problem.
I'm in my 60s, and until this moment, I never thought about cows and buffaloes having gas.
No, this cuts down cow farts 10%.
It does.
I read it.
I'm thinking dinosaurs farted. And they were a lot bigger than cows.
How do you know a dinosaur farted?
What do you think?
Oh my God. Wait, did you read that on the internet?
I didn't have to. Do the math. They sat and they munched on vegetables and leaves and
or
stuff
other dinosaurs.
All day.
Mr. John Duck, what is your take on all this?
You guys are out of your mind.
Well, I just thought you would be interested in that and the chemical effect that carbon's having and how people are trying to stop the atmosphere being filled up with carbon by making cows having less flatulence and by making things out of algae.
I think our climate would be better controlled if we didn't have all of these wind bags putting all this hot air into the atmosphere.
There you go. It is time to move on.
Thanks for tuning in. And tell your friends so they can reach us at babesinvoiceland.com, or you can bend.
Go ahead,
or
Terry.
You can figure it out on your own.
Keep going. Keep going. We're still rolling.
WWDBTV.com.
That's it.
That's one. That's good.
Yeah. And the Apple Podcast, of course.
Right.
Of course.
Did we say babesinvoiceland.com?
I think I did. I think I got that one out without stumbling. Absolutely.
Good.
See you next time.